Blaming God for all of the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all the darkness. During my radio show this last week, I was talking about how blaming God for all of the evils in this world, again, is like blaming the sun for darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good that he gave and still gives through Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continuously gives through his mercy on a daily basis to each and every one of us. Read Psalm 103. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened the small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. Now, after waiting for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and she ate it. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman, different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, and presumptuous flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thoughts, he bent down and saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. And in an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, and impudent person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger. He also realized how her response to his actions had, in truth, been very gracious. Now, when you look a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you will find that it is man and sin that man chose to commit, which are responsible for the evils in the world, James 1:12, not God. Man not following the rule of God's government is the very reason evil exists in this world. It always has been, and it always will be. There are so many wars within and without that, well, they could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek King of Glory, and yet because he rebels against his God and his Creator, wars continue and man has the audacity to blame his God. When you go through the Ten Commandments, you can see the reason for the evil in which we see in this world. Number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Do you serve other gods? Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Do you serve a God that, well, overlooks lying, stealing, adultery, so on and so forth? Number three is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Do you practice what you preach? Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you honor your God by giving your heart to him and your hand to man? Number five, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Do you hold your parents in high esteem? Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Are you angry with your brother without a cause? Matthew 5. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Have you looked upon a man or a woman to lust after them? Again, Matthew 5. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. Have you stolen something, great or small, regardless of its value? Number nine is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Have you told a lie before? Number 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Have you lusted after something that does not belong to you? Read Exodus 20 in the whole. Remember what Noah Webster said. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Friends, have you despised or neglected God's holy laws and precepts contained in the Bible? Because therein lies the evil that prevails in this world, Romans 7:14 through 25. And before blaming a merciful God for the darkness that man is responsible for, we might want to take a step back and realize that it was God the Father that gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for man's violation towards God's holy law in John 3:16 in order to establish the light. Do you honor your God by giving your heart to Him and your hand to man? Number 5, honor your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Do you hold your parents in high esteem?
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me
recently,
we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, how true it is, one nation under God, and when people adhere to the Lord's law and obey it, it is amazing to see how the power still lies within the hands of the people to right the wrongs. We're seeing this on a massive scale in the United States of America right now. And I am absolutely elated concerning what is taking place. We're going to cover a little bit of that. But again, I want to make reference to something Thomas Edison rightly stated long ago. He said, "The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it." Let me say it again. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. What happens when the people of a country stand up and say no more concerning what's going on in a country, regardless of what country it is? That's what you call resistance, right? That resistance, more than not, is obedience to God. They're not workers of insurrection. No, what's going on in the United States of America right now concerning the resistance is a righteous resistance, because they're looking for reformation, not a revolution, like the defiant scoundrels that are in place right now. For a short time, a limited time only, you can rest assured on what I'm telling you that right now, friends, concerning what, again, is happening in the United States of America. Now, before we get to that, I wanted to cover something here really quick, because, again, I want you to understand that judgment begins in the house of God. That's what Scripture tells us. It tells us in the book of Peter, 1 Peter 4:17, it says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and it is first begins at us. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ?" Well, you've probably all have heard this saying before. By the looks of you, I can understand why the enemies of the righteous are encouraged. And what am I talking about? Well, if you haven't heard the news yet, it's interesting to note that this guy right in front of you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, this is one of the said representatives of the church. His name is Philip Yancey, okay? And folks, I just got to tell you, again, by the looks of him, I can see why the enemies are encouraged. But these are those that have been put up in the face of the American people as church leaders. And what they are is they're hippies.
And they're the ones that have introduced a false love, a false mercy, a false grace, no judgment at all. And yet Scripture tells us evil men understand not justice. And why is that? Well, if they don't bear the fruits of repentance, it probably means that they never repented, right? Right, bingo, that sounds right. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Well, that's exactly what we're dealing with. Mr. Philip Yancey here, and I'm talking to my affiliates now, he looks like he's a disgrace. He looks disgraceful. He's got like an afro, and he's got these weird glasses, and he's skinny, effeminate, and weak looking. Okay, not that I'm going by the outward appearances here, friends, but in this particular case, this is exactly, this is an exhibition of what is wrong with the American church. This is not church leadership in any sense of the word. Now, let me prove the point here. Mr. Philip Yancey, the renowned Christian author, who told you that, right? He's a renowned Christian author, they say. He's admitted to cheating on his wife of more than 55 years. Yancey says he was engaged in an affair for over 8 years. He said, I confess that for 8 years I was willfully engaged in a sinful affair with a married woman, he said. He wrote a letter to the far left, as he said, anti-Trump publication, Christianity Today. This is coming from Todd Starnes, by the way. And Todd Starnes, as you all the well know, friends, is a said journalist. He's got his own podcast. A lot of stuff that this guy pushes, speaking of Todd Starnes, he should be ashamed of himself. I mean, to sit there and talk about far left and anti-Trump is what? Now is Donald Trump now become the standard of law? Absolutely not. That's found in Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Is Donald Trump, for example, with a question mark? And again, I lay this to your candor. Is he enforcing the laws or is he enforcing lawlessness against the American people? The way it tells us in Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. So again, Donald Trump is not the standard of law, though he's supposed to uphold the standard of law, which again is found in the Supremacy Clause, but that's not what he's doing. Shame on you, Todd. And definitely shame on Mr. Philip Yancey. What a joke. He's got a big, huge smile on his face, friends. And as I've said 1,000 times, never trust a preacher with a smile on his face. I mean that. I don't know too many people that go out and confront the world for their sin that walk around with a big smile on their face. You know, the question that needs to be begged here is, what are they smiling about? The country's going to hell in a handbasket, and they're partakers of those sins that are leading us in such a direction as they claim to be clearly what they are not, and yet they're smiling about it. It's shameful. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 11:32, it says that, but when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. That means to inflict pain. It's to humble. It's there to cause suffering. To, again, humble and to improve us. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted us that we might learn thy statutes, said the Lord through David in Psalm 119. Okay, so what's happening here? Well, when the Lord judges an individual the way that he's doing this with this guy and exposing him for who he is, Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. It is to show you that God is holy and that he will not bargain away or fraternize with the enemy in any sense of the word. He will not condone the sin of these men that are called church leaders in America. Again, they're a reproach, friends. They're a bunch of revolters. They've created a gospel that's another gospel, which has brought the curse upon the nation that we're now partaking of because the American people failed to read the Bible and to cast these off outside of the pulpits that they so desire to stand in week after week. Okay. Again, friends, we need to understand that the Lord is not going to bargain away his holiness in any sense of the word. No, he didn't do it with Moses, did he? Absolutely not. He's definitely not going to do it with an effeminate pastor, overseer, a renowned Christian author that's bragging about the fact that he spent 55 years in an adulterated relationship. Here, let me tell you what his end is so you all understand what Scripture has to say. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? The Lord said, be not deceived, neither fornicators, that's sex before marriage, nor idolaters, anything that your heart is attached to before the living God, nor adulterers, even friendship with the world is considered adultery with God, friends, James 4:4, nor the effeminate. Here, I'm identifying this clown right here that's entertaining the goats, right? Nor abusers of themselves with mankind, like namely his wife that he's cheated on, right? Oh, and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. But the scripture assures us that such men as this, friends, have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. And I praise God for it. Though the Bible does tell us that the Lord has no what? He doesn't rejoice when the wicked perish. No, he longs for them to repent. But we're talking about 55 years of adultery. Is that a repentant man? Not in any sense of the word.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. That number's 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Wanted to show you something really quick. I just wanted to tell everybody, thank you very much. This is what's going out today online. We've got the brand new book out called Face Off, Weapons of War. This was just today. Totally appreciate the orders. We have a limited amount of them. This is a book on the characteristics of the prophets, and also how scripture relates it to when we believe the prophets, which the church has been built upon, Ephesians 2:20, the apostles and the prophets. When we believe them, we will be
established. And you can find the proof is in the pudding at the end of chapter 7 of Matthew as well. But again, it talks about the characteristics, the function of the prophet, how he is very much available today to shake, rattle, and roll, how he doesn't come to tell people what they want to hear, but he comes to tell people what they need to hear. And the message is usually repent or else. There is no in-betweenites. And Jesus was clear of that in Revelation chapter 3, when he said, either you're hot or you're cold, he said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So order your book today, Face Off, again, Weapon of War. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, thank you, folks, for taking the time and doing so. We totally appreciate your trust. I wanted to go over and kind of tip into the main topic here, just highlighting what's going on in our country. It's interesting because I'm highlighting the show today, and the title is The Power of the People Still Reigns in America. Americans don't like to hear that because they want someone else to do it for them when it comes to their freedoms. What am I talking about? A prime example is, I'm sure you've all heard that just yesterday in Minneapolis, St. Paul, we had a nasty lesbian. Again, read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Also read Romans 1:26, Jude 1:7. And when I say nasty, I mean nasty, just the look of it. It's an abomination in the sight of God, and it's exactly how they live out their lives. But in saying that, friends, we had a lesbian from Colorado come all the way to Minnesota to defend the illegals. And those that are responsible for the fraud. And this is all being incited, of course, by none other than treasonous Tim Walz, treasonous Mr. Ellison, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Amy Klobuchar, none other than the mayor who's telling ICE to get the blank out of here, no joke, Frey. They're all being brought to account now, friends, and I praise God for it. Why? Because they're defiant. And so everybody's whining about, look what they did, look what ICE did. Well, first of all, ICE is an unconstitutional agency. Yes, there's a danger there, but let's just say it was a citizen that was carrying at that particular time, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a lesbian tries to run you over, and she tries to kill you. Do you have a right? When you are armed as a person, do you have a right to defend yourself? Yes. You do. That's what happened here in Minnesota. And I want to tell you this, too. All of those that I just named a moment ago are doing nothing short of inciting the sort of violence that they're seeing today. And it's interesting how these defiant scoundrels are blaming the government, the federal government. Again, I'm not advocating all of that which is going on, but I am trying to prove a point that when the laws are enforced, what do the defiant do? The law breakers, the transgressors of the law, how do they act out? Oh, just look to Minnesota. What do? They try to deflect. They try to accuse others of what they're guilty of. But is it happening in Minnesota? It is not. It is not. Anybody that has someone trying to run them over and they are armed, they have every right in the world to defend themselves. That is the reason for the Second Amendment. First of all, going back to this lesbian, if she would have stayed in her own backyard and minded her own business, she would have never got shot in the first place. Again, am I condoning it? Am I advocating for it? No. But again, an individual has every right to defend himself from someone that's trying to take them out. And it just happened to fall back on this lesbian. Read Deuteronomy 19:19. And oh, if people only understood that we are to do unto others as we would do unto them, and understood that love is the fulfilling of the law, then surely they would understand judgment as well. What am I talking about, Bradley? Are you just blowing this out of a side of your body that it shouldn't be coming out of? Absolutely not. Always predicating everything on the word of God, just like I am right now. Luke 11:42. What does it tell us? Listen to us, professors. Listen to what scripture says. But woe unto you. That's a curse, Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and ruin every herb. You think that your indulgence is going to overcome the sacrifice that's required. And I'm talking about repentance, which is at length or at root, the obedience of repentance, right? I'm repenting because I have broken his moral law, and the Lord's given me the ability by the Holy Ghost as he works it through me to repent for violating his law, okay? This is what people do. They think that their indulgence, that they're somehow or another, they're going to go ahead and pay off justice like they see today. And Jesus warned of that in Mark 7 as well, making the commands of God void
void to the commandments of men. Yep. Now the commandments of men are just, hey, go ahead and pay us and we'll let you go. No, that's not God's justice, and it never will be God's justice. And I'm saying this for the very purpose that you understand who Jesus is talking to here. Those that thought they could pay for it, right? Like the message given to the young people across the country today, that no matter how much crime you commit, as long as you have enough money, you can always buy off a judge or buy off some jury. You know, that's not a good message at all, friends. That brings a curse to a people and a nation, especially when it comes to the innocent, and that's what bothers me all about it. But let me go back to this. But woe unto you, Jesus said to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. He said, you pass over judgment in the love of God. He said, these ought you have to have done and not to leave the other undone. Okay, folks, listen, justice guards our liberties, and I'm going to hold to that. This is the drum that I've been pounding on for 25 years on radio, 30 years in ministry, and I'm going to continuously hold to it. Why? Because it's the heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24, it's the presence of God. Psalm 97, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment goeth before him. The Bible says that a fire goes before him and it burns up his enemies. And some will say, well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. I know, and new is the fulfilling of the old, because when we look in 2 Thessalonians, it talks about the Spirit of God inspiring all doctrine. And what does he say? In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. That's what it says. So was there a difference there? I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Jesus, who is he? He is God incarnate. Yeah, that's who he is. And that's what he said. And that's what the Spirit leads us to say. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, they all say the same things, friends. Different functions, but the same thing. Now, I want to go over to this again because I want people to understand that the power of the people still reigns in this country, because this is what we're seeing across the country. I want you to also understand, I'm going to bring you over to the Seattle mayor, who was just recently voted in, nobody's voting these people in, people. Let's get that. We just had a guest on just a couple weeks ago that he exposed all of this voting that's going on in this country as an absolute fraud. And they're putting these lesbians into place into governmental positions, governors, mayors, city council, so on and so forth. Why? Because they're there to work against the people, and it's exactly how they act out. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Now, let's equate this lesbian that you're going to see here, who's also now the newly elected mayor, they want us to believe. And now she's being found out for, guess what, friends? Fraud. It's interesting, friends, how all of these governors, they're all pro-homosexuals and they're all pro, let's defend the Somalians who are here to defraud the American people. Oh, here, folks, I want you to see this. I want you to hear this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Get a load of this, friends.
The place in Seattle. Drew, as you put
there's
it,
a camera right up to its face.
Place in Seattle. Well, he's right here, so.
She's being asked the question about the investigation of the fraud and allegations. Of course, it's allegations. I want to remind everybody, there's no allegations here, but the media keeps using the word allegation, though over 100 of them have been prosecuted here in the state of Minnesota. Doesn't that go beyond allegation? Yeah, we're past that. But she's trying to use the same words here, okay? Allegation. And then what happens is you can clearly see what it is. And again, what does she do when she's asked about investigating the fraud? She starts to get physical. This is happening in Seattle, Washington, people. Boy, this seems to be pre-planned. This seems to be pretty well organized, isn't it? But notice the people are standing up and rising up against it, and they're starting to hold their said representatives accountable for the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Check it out.
What is your administration?
She's sitting there with a big smile on her face, like it's a joke.
You can't answer questions.
You get a photo and then you're out. We're not doing press availability.
And then they have a handler there saying, you know what, we're not doing press right now. You're a servant to the people. Press is all the time.
So we just stood in line.
I'm going to go ahead and pause it right there, and we're going to come right back to it on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I see you up there. I'll get to you in just a second here. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. I want to finish this. I'm showing you a video here on social media platforms. You can hear it as well from my affiliates. I would never do it otherwise. But the Seattle newly elected mayor, again, they're not elected by the people. They're being installed. That's why they're doing the biddings on the behalf of a foreign nation. That's why they're at war with who we are, people. That's why it's important to get educated. Read Hosea 4:6. But the Seattle mayor here gets physical when confronted about the fraud. She's asked the question. She's laughing about it the whole time. And the question was asked to her concerning her new administration and would they be investigating the fraud allegations. And her staffers, her handlers, because that's what they are, began to push two men out of the way that were confronting them. Now, the topic of the show today is the power of the people still reigns in America. It absolutely does. People only get away with what you let them get away with. And that applies especially with what we're seeing here across the country. But now we're seeing massive fraud going on in Seattle as well. So again, you can see this is all orchestrated. Again, read Isaiah 28 verse 18 when you get a moment. I'm going to bring you to the second half of this audio video, and then he'll begin to give you detail. It's a short video, but listen carefully as to what he said when he started to confront this new mayor in Seattle, Washington.
So we just stood in line to get a question for newly inaugurated Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson. As I got up there, I asked, because she said in her speech that everyone has a place in Seattle, and I said, does that include, as she put it, extremist influencers in her statement?
No. So, folks, I want to make clear that you understand that when you hear politicians say everybody has a place here, that's not what they're saying. Everybody has a place here except the one that won't tolerate what everybody else wants to do. That's what that means. Okay, because at the end of the day, and rightfully so, this is all aimed at us as Christians being the light that reproves their works of darkness, Ephesians 5:11. That's what this is all about, but I'll let him finish.
And she said, well, there's one standing right there. And then I said, well,
I'm your guy.
He's the guy. What is your administration going to do to investigate Somali daycare fraud? And she literally started pushing me away and said, we're not taking questions at this time. I said, you're the newly elected mayor of Seattle. What do you mean you're not taking questions? And her staff ushered me out.
Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that something, how the righteous are being ushered out? Isn't it also interesting to note who they're defending? They don't want to talk about this fraud that's taking place, that's being uncovered on a nationwide basis. Do you want to hear why? Here, I'm going to play this for you. This is a man from Somalia, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because he begins to threaten his said representatives to either get in line or else. Now, if I can stop right there, I want to set the record straight on something from the state of Minnesota. I know everybody believes the mainstream media, though they say they don't. I really do. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's why the bad guys know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. That is the truth of the matter. They're hypocrites. They're pretenders. They pretend to believe what they really don't. And believe is a verb. You can see their inaction speaks a lot louder than what they claim that they believe, right? And it's works. It's like having faith without works, right? James 2:14-26. That's what I'm talking about. But in the state of Minnesota, I wish people would get over the fact that it's a red state or a blue state, because even if it was what they say a blue state, it's not. I just want to make clear you all understand. There's a portion of Minnesota, namely Minneapolis-St. Paul, and then you see they say that's blue. And then what they do is they go over to a city up north called Duluth, and then they say that's blue. And then what they do is they tally the votes of those three areas, and then they say it's a blue state when you have 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota that completely disagree with everything that's going on here. And I know it's on them. And I totally, believe me, folks, I totally get it. It's on the people for tolerating it. I totally get it. I totally get it. You know, it's one of the points that I was making during the first segment. You have this unconstitutional agency, ICE, here doing for all of those, you know, those the voice of the unheard, if you will, or the voice of the silent majority. No, the voice, or should I say, the silence of the majority is the problem, and that's the reason you're in trouble in the first place. And secondarily, friends, that's why you have unconstitutional agencies here doing what it is that the silent majority doesn't do for themselves. Remember that saying as you were a kid, you know, God always, he helps those that help themselves. Well, that's why they're in trouble. They don't even help themselves. And how do you offer mercy to a people that don't even help themselves? No, that's judgment, and that's exactly what they're getting, okay? But it's not a blue state. It's not a red state. It's a constitutional state. We're ruled by law, not by these divide-and-conquer parties that Jesus warned us of in Mark 3:25. No, not at all. Where are you getting that nonsense from, people? And again, to suggest that the 5.9 million people voted in what it is that's in office right now, that's being held accountable for their crimes of fraud against them. Let me ask you, who are all those people defending? The Somalians. Well, here's another one. Well, national news is, oh yeah, Minnesota is all bad and they're completely gone now. There's nothing they can do. It's like, you know what? Let me just say this the way it needs to be said. Shut up. Are you from Minnesota? Because if you're from Minnesota, you're not even saying that. There's 108,000 Muslims in Minnesota. There's 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. Let me say it this way. There's 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota that put up with the crimes of those that out of their own mouths declare that they're here to conquer concerning the 108,000. You can't feel sorry for a people like that. Now, everything that's going on right now falls to those that are in the fight. And I'm talking about those that have righteously stood up against what's going on. That's the mercy of God on their behalf by exposing the crime. Okay? Because if it wasn't for the few that you had in the state, you'd be given over to yourselves. And that's not a good place to put yourself. It really isn't. But let me go over to the Somalians who are playing the victims today. You know, we see Frey, we see Walls, we see Ellison, we see Omar, we see these other corrupt criminals that are tolerated in the Capitol that claim to be representatives of the people. They're not there representing the people. They're representing those that have been busted for fraud. That's just true. Are all the Somalians fraudsters? No, I didn't say that. No. We're highlighting those that have been busted for fraud. And guess what, friends? As a former congresswoman rightly stated, 100% of those that have been prosecuted and condemned for the crime of fraud have been Somalians. Is that stereotyping? No, what's happening is the defiant are stereotyping as they're defending foreign people that are guilty of a crime that are trying to browbeat the rest of us into submission. That, my friends, will never happen here. You can rest assured. But let me show you how loving and kind and tolerant these individuals are, because we have Somalians now in the United States that are basically going and confronting their said representatives by saying, listen, either you stop this talk about fraud or the Somalis will no longer vote for the left. Now, how many times did I tell you on this program up to this point over the last 25 years, the only reason they want illegals here in the first place is because they don't have the voting power that they want you to believe that they have? How many times? See, it goes back to what Saul Alinsky said. Cause the enemies to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. They still don't have those numbers. And yet the American people are letting them act as if they do. Okay, here, listen to this. This is a Muslim confronting his said representatives in another state that's being exposed for fraud, namely Maine. Listen to his loving compassion here, friends. Listen carefully.
I'm speaking today on behalf of the Somali community in Lewiston. Some of you sitting here today, we voted for you. We elected you to protect our community interests, not creating division.
To protect our community interests. Wait a second. Does that sound like a people that came to assimilate? No. What they're demanding is that we assimilate to them. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. But he's confronting the politicians, friends. Keep that in mind.
The one elected member from our community. If this narrative continues, our community will be forced to re-examine our relationship or political relationship, including our relationship with the Democratic Party and who will be voting in the future. This is not a threat.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? He was threatening those that promised to protect them and their Somalian interests in America. What defines treason? Wouldn't every one of those said representatives, as they call themselves, be held accountable for the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, for aiding and abetting? Yep. The Somalians are bringing their culture with them. Do you all get it now? Okay. Do you understand when the people stand up against it, it stops real quick? I've been in areas where they colonize, and I'm talking about these Somalians. Again, I'm not talking about those that are assimilating. I'm talking about those that are part of this fraud. And where they colonize, friends, I'll tell you what, you see very far and few between of them in the state of Minnesota right now. Why? Because the people are standing up because they've had enough of this nonsense that's going on in their country. We got Monk calling in from Denver, Colorado. What say you, my friend? You got about 2 minutes, and I can't hang you over to the next segment if you don't mind, but I'm going to give it to you, and if it's too short, I'll hold you over. It's all yours.
I'll try to keep it short. Thank you. But I'm sitting here watching Newsmax, and J.D. Vance comes out, and he's answering every question that the press can put to him. I don't know of any Democrat that can debate him for the presidency. Everything that the press is putting to him as questions are implicit and to excite violence.
Right. Well, you got to keep in mind, first of all, you do understand, Monk, there's not a two-party system, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Anytime you can swear in.
Yep. Hang on a second. I'm going to hold you over, Monk. I'll give you some more time on the other side. Hang on. We got our friend Monk hanging on with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check out the new book. Friends, it's available now. Where is it at? It's right here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Order yours today. Be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got a couple more audio videos for you. I just want to show you what is happening here because it feels like it's real, but I'm also very cautious concerning what's going on the federal level.
People need to understand that with crime that's tolerated from your said representatives, they want the people to cry out for more control from the government. And we see the federal government doing that right now throughout the United States concerning this fraud. Okay, so we got to be careful when it comes to the games that these politicians are playing. I'm going to come back to our friend Monk in Denver, Colorado. Monk, let's go ahead and pick up from where we left off during the last segment, my friend.
Yes, I'd just like to say that anytime someone is swearing into the office of whatever office they've run for, it's a little disconcerting that they can put something between their hand and the Bible, the almighty word of God, especially something that I know nothing about, like what they worship. Our swearing in it is based on the word of God. And Amen. If they put their hands in the Bible on Acts, the book of Acts, 1-11, you'll know what they're about.
Amen.
1-11 in Acts is about Sapphira and her husband, Ananias.
Yep. Understood. That's Acts.
I appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome. I totally appreciate that as well. That's actually Acts 5. I think, I'm not sure exactly what you said, but it sounded like 1-11. It's Acts 5. And then it goes on from there. Just wanted to clarify that really quick. I got a couple more videos, but I'm going to pick up John calling from the southernmost part of the United States of America. How are you, my friend?
Just fine, Bradley. Yeah, that gentleman, he's right on because they're not taking an oath to this Constitution. They're taking an oath to the corporation nation. But have you ever been in any kind of a training environment where it's called shoot, don't shoot?
Refresh my memory, maybe.
Well, like either real or simulated.
Yep, okay.
As part of your training.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that gentleman that you showed the video of earlier, I would give him an F.
Okay.
He failed that test, and he killed that lady, no matter how silly she was.
Okay.
So that's just my two cents going through my motions and experiences in life, but there was no way that he should have even pulled the trigger.
Yeah. Well, again,
thank you very much, Bradley.
Yep, you're welcome. And I want to add something to that too. When we look at ICE being here in the first place, I've told the people, and I'm going to continuously tell the people, and I know Tim's doing the same thing in the morning show. During the morning show, is the fact that ICE is an unconstitutional agency, just like the FBI is, just like the ATF is, just like the CIA is, and just like the other 84 agencies that we know of that are being weaponized against the American people. ICE shouldn't be here in the first place, but that goes back to the point that I was making about the 5.9 million people just in the state of Minnesota. I'm talking in school here, friends, although you may be in another state. But if the 5.9 million people in this state didn't wait until the last minute, in other words, until things got so bad that they finally had to respond, and they would have stopped him during his first transgression, regardless if it was a misdemeanor or the act of treason, they were to impeach him and prosecute him. So that's a fallout. That blood right there falls to the hands of the people in the state of Minnesota that allowed it to go this far in the first place. You know, and it's true that Tim Walz is still there. He's not going to be there long. I don't think that he's going to live out the rest of his criminal tenure. And I'm talking about live out in real time. Okay. I also believe that they're going for Ellison right now. And I also believe that they're going for Omar right now, but I'm not going to get too elated about this until it actually happens. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because I know how politicians play games. But I can tell you this, and I want you to listen to me, people, that if they go without consequence, that's your problem right there. That spells out why your country is being created into the hell that it is now becoming, because you're acting in a disarray, disaccord. You're not aligned up with God in any sense of the word. You're disobeying him by tolerating this. And we talked about that over the last couple days. But for the sake of time, please, folks, I want to get over to a couple videos here, audios for you. And I want you to listen to how serious this is getting. I also want you to think about this, okay? I know that there's a lot of, gosh, I just hate saying it, a lot of ignorant people
that are cheering everything that's going on right now. And I don't think people see it for what it is in the long run, because you need to understand that the people that are being brought to justice right now, it's going to be these same people that are going to play games with them once they're in power. And the only reason I'm saying that is because people believe that when the Democrats are in power, they're a government unto themselves. Nonsense. When the Republicans are in power, they're a party unto themselves. Nonsense. You're ignorant to believe that. There's only one law. There's not like a leftist version of it and a rightist version of it. No, in any sense of the word. It's law. And if we all obey it, guess what? We're going to all remain free in the natural. And that's how it happens in the spirit as well. And Christ fulfills that law through us by grace, right? Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. But again, friends, I want people to know that it is coming to a point now where I believe that things are going to start falling. And I'm talking about people being removed here. But let's see how this thing rolls out. I knew this scandal was coming 3 years ago. But now we're here, and I'm liking the tone concerning how these people are being are playing out. And I guess the point, if I can stop there, the point that I was just making with the fact that everybody's just going along with this and cheering them on. Well, yes, if you want justice, that's right. But keep in mind, they're going to give you the grand illusion that once the left is voted in again, which they're not voted in by the people, they're installed, they're going to attack you and they're going to try to get back at you for what you're doing right now. All that needs to stop. And it stops when we're all ruled by the same law and not until then, which falls to God's common law. Listen to this.
Thank you, Chairman Comer, for holding this important hearing. As I said on Monday, good riddance to Governor Walz, but he cannot escape accountability for the estimated $9 billion in fraud. How did this happen? And where the hell has the Twin Cities media been? The Star Tribune is complicit. They have had this story for years, if you just heard, and they've refused to report anything on it. In fact, they continue to try and cover up. Our Minnesota Republican colleagues have demanded answers and accountability for years, but have seen nothing from Walz, his administration, our Democrat colleagues like Tina Smith, Amy Klobuchar, Ilhan Omar, and Angie Craig, or the worthless Star Tribune. Thank God for President Donald J. Trump for finally bringing attention to this issue. Representative Rarick, I'm going to begin with you. You've been working on this issue for years. You've spoken to the whistleblowers personally. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You have an understanding that 1,000 whistleblowers running an account on X have come forward to expose fraud in Minnesota state agencies, and they have been entirely ignored by Tim Walz and have even been retaliated against. Is that accurate?
That is correct. Even this morning, I got another message.
See, well, they're threatening
her. Are there claims, folks?
I want you to listen to this. This woman is saying she's being threatened concerning what she's doing in this hearing today. I just want to tell all you bad guys something. All you bad actors, all of you covert-like clowns that do what you do. If you're looking to intimidate people like that, you're not going to be able to do that with a real Christian man. You're not going to be able to do that with a patriot or a real conservative. Nope. We draw the lines. We say, make the most of it, because that's the best that you've got to act like a coward and attack people in the dark, because that's all you've got. You might want to ask the question who you serve that you would act in such a fashion. I'd also say this, and I've said it 1,000 times. What happens when they all cave? What happens when they all start to tell on each other and you're a part of that? Do you think for one moment as you do their biddings, fool, do you think for one minute that they're not going to throw you under the bus as well? What's happening to the Somalians right now? They're all being thrown under the bus, right? But where does the finger keep going back to concerning the responsible party? Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Jacob Frey, the list goes on. You better understand it's a dog-eat-dog world, but I can tell you that. If you serve a black taskmaster, get away from them. Repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ. I continue. When they start threatening eyewitnesses concerning enforcing the laws, that's when the people all the more need to stand up and tell them to bring it. And this woman right here is bringing it. And here again, we have a woman doing what it is that a man should be doing. And by the way, I do commend Emmer for doing what he's doing here as well, because this is what needs to be done.
Credible, or are they politically motivated against Walz?
They're completely credible, not politically motivated.
In fact, many of these are Walz administration employees, correct?
They are actually Democrats as well.
Can you quickly give us one example of the retaliation these folks have been facing?
Yes, I can.
So they're threatening witnesses, friends.
That the most severe ones was that they would be fired with cause, so they couldn't have unemployment insurance, that they would be blacklisted from all state agencies. And
okay, so these are the oversight individuals that are doing the threatening concerning the people in the state of Minnesota. In other words, the authorities are saying that if you come forward, this is what we're going to do to you. Here, let me say this one more time before the end of the show here. Let them do it. Let them do it. Okay? Because once the people come together and let them do it, they're going to find out who's not going to put up with it anymore. And that's what's happening in the state of Minnesota right now. Folks, the power of the people still reigns in America when the people are willing to enforce what it is that they're called to be under God. And what is that? The law. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. We're off air right now, folks, on social media platforms. I'm going to go ahead and play the rest of this because I want you guys to see the tone of what's happening in the state of Minnesota. Again, I'm elated when it comes to justice, friends, because I understand that that is the heart of God. And justice is what? It's redemptive to those that repent, but it's also condemning to those that don't. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And it's exactly what we're seeing here in many cases, and we're going to see more of this. But I want you to see the tone. I want you to see how people are serious about bringing these scoundrels to justice. You all know their friends, all of you that watch the show, that listen to the show, you know I've been pounding this, and I know this drum, and I know that a lot of you have just been thinking, why does this guy keep driving this and driving this and driving this? Because that's what I'm called to do. That's what I'm called to do. And so are all of us when we see injustice. An injustice done anywhere is going to be an injustice done everywhere if we don't act as the law to bring justice. Okay? So let's go ahead and listen to the rest of this. Again, we're off air right now. No more commercials. Thank you for joining us if you just joined us. And again, what's happening right now is Tom Emmer's actually questioning witnesses that have been threatened by oversight if they come forward and blow the whistle on the crimes concerning Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Jacob Frey. The list goes on. Let's go.
I bet that it's also Hennepin County and Ramsey County, as you know, those are Democrat run, and much more.
Based on what you've learned, Representative, over the last several years, do you have any doubt that Governor Tim Walz knew about this fraud as it was occurring?
He absolutely knew that it was occurring.
Okay, so the Housing Stability Services
Program. This is why the communist Tim Walz is coming back out and he's trying to play like he's under attack. No, they're defiant. Listen to me carefully. Tim Walz is a sick madman. I'm not overemphasizing that. I'm not bolstering that to get any effect or response from the people. It's a fact. This is not incendiary. It's a fact. He is a madman. He's dangerous to himself. Let alone 5.9 million people. Okay? This is why he's coming out and basically playing the victim and trying to accuse others. I want to say on the other side of that for all of you Trumpites that aren't paying attention but to your idol, Acts 12:2, I want you to understand that the very things that Donald Trump is guilty of, he's accusing Tim Walz of. The only reason that we're seeing this on a statewide and national level now is because the people of the state have busted and they have caught those little fraudsters that are guilty of this massive fraud going on in the United States or in the state of Minnesota here. That's the only reason. The people are pushing this. And again, I was just talking about it, if you just joined us, that the power of the people still reigns in America, and it is. And you're seeing it in the tone of the people that are beginning to stand up and saying enough. Listen, when we don't fear the enemy fears you. Never take counsel from your fears. And I'm talking about the fear of man, which brings a snare. Okay? Never live your life where the enemies of righteousness do not fear you. Do you understand me, friends? You do not take counsel from fear, the fear of man, their threats, their death threats, whatever the case is. And I want to say this on the other side too. Those that are coming in and say, oh, you know what? You have no idea what I've gone under. You should see this. They've taken my home and they put it up online. They've taken my house and they put it up. Welcome to the club. I can't tell you how many death threats I've had. Here I am. I'm not moving. By the grace of God, when it's over and the Lord removes his hand, then it's time to go. But not until then. By the grace of God, here I stand. Here I stand, and I'm not moving by the fear of man. And the only thing that gets rid of the fear of man is the fear of God. Okay? It's time that you teach the oppressors that they're not going to oppress. It's time that you teach the perpetrators that you are not going to perpetrate your crimes against the innocent any longer. We are not going to remain a prey to you and your illegal tactics. And when the people, as we're seeing now, stand up and bring it to the enemy and bring it to their gate, they lose all power, friends. They lose all power. Here's another case in point, and I'm going to go right back to this video in a moment. Hey, folks, if it wasn't true that the power of the people still reigns in America, then why is it that we still have our freedom to do the right thing? And why is it that we have freedom to do the right thing? Because someone sacrificed themselves to give it to us. And how does it remain? Those that sacrifice themselves to give it to their posterity. That's the objective here, friends. That's what our forefathers did for us, and it's what we should do for them. Let me keep going here.
And was estimated to cost about $2.6 million per year. But before it was shut down last October, it was on track to run about $122 million in 2025. In fact, I think they sucked $161 million out of it from the point it started in 2020 until it was finally shut down. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And Joe Thompson believes that 90% of that was fraud.
Yeah. The Quality Learing Center, as uncovered by Nick Shirley, received almost $10 million in funding. Is that accurate?
I believe it is.
There are more than 80 autism centers in Minnesota under investigation. Is that true?
I believe it is, yes.
It's clear that someone is criminally complicit. You can't just let this amount of money
this
get out of your administration
folks.
Over
this
a period of 7 years without knowing. There was a hearing in the state regarding the fraudulent housing stabilization program, but before that hearing, Governor Walz fired the official who was slated to testify so that they could not testify and expose what was happening under Governor Walz's watch. Has Governor Walz or Attorney General Ellison fired anyone else to your knowledge, Representative?
Not to my knowledge, and that was Eric Rumdahl, and his administration believes that he was not fired, but I say he was fired because it was too convenient.
Right. Representative Hudson, is it true that 90% of the individuals charged, regardless of what your colleague on the panel just said with his facts and figures, 90% of the individuals charged or indicted with the $250 million Feeding Our Future COVID fraud are of Somali descent?
I believe that to be correct.
Are you aware that in a 2021 video, Mr. Ellison...
Mr. Emmer...
Okay, so there's that one. And then what I want to do, friends, again, I'm just showing you what happens when people demand that their said representatives enforce the law. That's why this is in fact happening. Again, I want to caution you concerning what the federal government means to do concerning their overreach right now. And you're already seeing that through unconstitutional agencies. But you need to understand that your said representatives who are lawless more than they are lawful, it would do yourself a service to take note to what I'm telling you right now. When they fail to enforce the law, they breed crime. They encourage crime. And that's what you're seeing in this country. Much of what you deal with in a society today, if they enforce the law, you wouldn't be in the predicament that you are today. But because, again, the people have stood back and they've allowed the lawless to continue and act in such a fashion that they have for decades in this country, that's why we're in the predicament that we are, the predicament that we're in today. And again, it's disobedience towards the living God, period, okay, to allow it. But what I want you to make clear is the fact that when crime runs rampant, that they're responsible for, that's why they're constantly creating policies which are undermining the Constitution. And it's one of the things that I say on the show quite a bit. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 policies, then get back to God's 10 commandments and enforce them. Okay? See, we don't need more bureaucracies. We don't need more unconstitutional agencies. Government is growing. That's a bad sign. Okay, it shows that the people aren't taking responsibility. Where it gets to the point, if you allow it to continue on, where they're going to take absolute control over every facet of your life. Are you going to suggest to me that's not exactly what they've been talking about concerning a global order? It's exactly what they're doing. So who's initiating this?
those that tolerate the crimes, your said representatives, the lawless ones. And what happens when these crimes run rampant and then the people stand up and demand justice? What do the people do? Many times they play right into the hands of those that were waiting for the people to respond to their lawlessness, their inaction towards the crimes committed against you, where they can garner more control over you. Americans, you need to wake up. Pay attention to what's going on, because going back to ICE, ICE being in the state of Minnesota is already an overreach. What are they doing? They're overriding. They're acting outside of their scope of authority. They're overriding states' rights. Okay, so there's truths, half-truths, and lies being mixed in with all of this narrative. But again, if you knew the Constitution and what it said, you would see it for what it is. I was talking to Tim Brown earlier, and I said, Tim, I can see this like it's a book. It's just like, open up the scenario. I can see how it's being played out. I thank God for discerning of spirits, 1 Corinthians 12. I said, because I can see what's going on here, and I can feel and discern the danger signs as to where it may be coming from. And it usually comes from the place where it's least suspected from. Did you guys ever hear of the one-eyed doe? Well, there was a guy that was on shore, and he wanted to go ahead and get at this one-eyed doe, okay? And so what he decided to do is he would continuously go after this one-eyed doe, but because the one-eyed doe had its eyes towards him, he could see that doe could see all of the movement concerning that one man that wanted to take it out. So what the man did is he had enough common sense to get in a boat and go on the other side of where the doe was, the one-eyed doe. See, he couldn't see out of that one eye. That's why we need each other, friends. That's the purpose of the body of Christ. Because we're not all the eye. We're not all the ear. We're not all, you get the point? Every member of the body has its purpose. That's why, again, we need each other. But in the process, and keep in mind, the mainstream media is always trying to divide us against each other. We need to communicate with people. We need to say enough of that nonsense. No more divide and conquer. Let's hold to the word of God and let's unite under that umbrella of who we are in Christ, in striving and having the same judgment and the same mind. Okay? Because if we don't do that, what we're going to do is we're going to be like that one-eyed doe, where that hunter gets in a boat, goes on the other side where the doe couldn't see. He only had that one eye, remember? Well, the hunter went on the other side where he didn't have an eye, and he ends up shooting and dead. That's why it's important that we keep both of our eyes open at all times. Even if we're the one-eyed doe, figuratively speaking, metaphorically speaking, friends, we need to keep our eyes and we need to keep our discerners on. And we need to be aware of what's going on here, friends. Because again, remember how they say it's never let a good crisis go to waste? Well, oftentimes they're creating the crisis so they can bring about the resolve and play the problem solvers. What you're seeing with all of this fraud going on in the state of Minnesota, as I've said several times, is happening all over the United States. It's being covered all over the United States of America. So in other words, you have federal and state government that have been working overtime to orchestrate the fraud that we're dealing with right now. This didn't just happen. Hey, folks, are you going to tell me that Tim Walz is going to get up there, for example, in the state of Minnesota and say that the Somalians, who have the lowest IQ in the world, no joke, that's a fact, outsmarted him? Think, people, think. When they act brazenly, these impudent, pompous little scoundrels act in such a fashion that they do so brazenly, folks, they think that they're above the law. And to be quite honest with you, friends, until every one of these individuals responsible for, in my state, the state of Minnesota, and then your state, you know, you're going to have to take action where your state is. But I am in my state, and I have for 25 years. But I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that we have to see them suffer the consequences for their crimes, because without it, it all goes to naught. Let me play one more video for you, because I want you to see that not only are they going after Walz, now they're going after the lieutenant governor, who is complicit, also a part of the crimes being committed here. Matter of fact, she was talking about her new promotion to run for Senate. Folks, people hate her guts, if that's what it is. And I'm not saying that to be facetious. When you look at Flanagan, this said lieutenant governor, I'm telling you, folks, I don't know that I can say it's a woman. And I'll tell you what, there's nobody that has stood up for what they call transgenderism, which is completely condemned. It's felonious activity in our state, but nobody's advocated it more than that. And that's what I'm going to resort to. Okay? But they're going after it, the lieutenant governor. They're going after now Keith Ellison. And this is what I want you to see because, Keith over there, he's been trying to lay low concerning what's going on here. Did you guys know that Keith Ellison is the one that should be prosecuting Tim Walz for these crimes? And Ilhan Omar for his crimes? Is that what they've been doing? Nope. They wanted to pull in 200 to 300% more Somalians into the state of Minnesota. That will be your downfall if you let that go, Americans. Mark my words. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. That's a fact. Deuteronomy 28, 63. Leviticus 26, starting 15, go to 45. Okay? But again, pay attention to what's going on. I want you to see what's going on with old Keith over here. It's funny. He kind of does the same thing Barack, criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Obama, who bragged after he left office how he was the first Kenyan-born president of the United States. Remember all that kerfuffle, but the conservatives stayed away from it because they didn't want to stir the pot? Yeah, that was the pot they needed to stir. Right. But if you remember right, friends, Obama, he gets around black folks, then he starts to act like them. Then he gets around white folks and then he starts to act like him. He's a chameleon is what he is. Well, so is Ellison. You should see him, dude. I mean, folks, nobody respects the guy except him. He's deluded. He is a little tiny scoundrel that is willing to sell his not only his God out, but his own people out. And that's exactly what he's been trying to do for the last 10, 15 years that he's even been in the state of Minnesota. He's from Michigan. And for those that didn't know, Walz is from Nebraska. And for those that didn't know, Ilhan Omar, she's not from America. And by the way, she wasn't fleeing oppression. She was fleeing justice from her own people that wanted to get their hands on Omar's family for them trying to rule over the people of Somalia. And for, again, one more note, she has no digital footprint. In other words, she has no history. Don't tell me she wasn't planted here by the CIA, friends. That's exactly what she's doing here. Let's look at this final report and we'll call it a day.
In the state of Minnesota, there seems to be some type of new fraud scandal. And now the feds are looking at the Attorney General Keith Ellison asking questions like, why did the state's top cop take a meeting with soon to be convicted Somali fraudsters? In that videotape and that audio recording that I got from a lawyer here in town, Ellison is talking to these fraudsters who are asking him to help them get some funding and says, if you help us, we'll donate to your campaign. Watch.
The only way we can protect what we have is by inserting ourselves into the political arena, putting our vote.
This is Ellison on a hot mic. No joke. Smoking gun in hand.
Where it needs to be, but most importantly, putting our dollars in the right place and supporting candidates that will fight to protect our interests.
That's right.
You can only protect our interests when we have your back and you don't have to worry about who's behind you.
Keith Ellison pushing back, saying there's nothing.
Look at this pudgy, pathetic human being. What a sad, sad case. Nobody trusts him. Nobody likes him. When the fraud was exposed, he was a part of it, caught on a hot mic. He's the one that's supposed to be prosecuting Walz. He has done nothing but come up with these complaints and lawsuits, these frivolous lawsuits concerning things that don't matter to anybody. Now, well, some will say, Bradley, I know that's pretty harsh, isn't it? Hey, listen, these are your representatives that are stealing. They're stealing money away from you to give to foreigners that mean to conquer you. Does that help anybody? Hey, folks, the government in this country is now to the point where they're taking almost half of your tax dollars. The power to tax is the power to destroy. Is that what we're saying? Do you not understand? When they come up with all of this taxation without representation, they're literally taking your money, putting it into your tax coffers, and then they're reallocating those money
for organizations or a people that mean to destroy you and your country. Does that help? Because that's what's happening here. Because of your tolerance and of your apathy towards these scoundrels. But again, on a positive, the power of the people still reigns in America, because when the people say no more, this is what you're going
to
get.
To see here, in an op-ed, he wrote this in part. I took a meeting in good faith with people I didn't know, and some turned out to have done some bad things. I did nothing for them and took nothing from them. But documents obtained by the New York Post say some of these now convicted Somali fraudsters, Bill, did donate to Ellison's campaign. Money he did later give back, according to reports, because those people got indicted. Fox got this entire 1 hour long clip from a lawyer of a woman here in town, Amy Bach. She was convicted last year in a $250 million Feeding Our Future scam. She's behind bars, but her lawyer tells me, why is Governor Walz and the Attorney General not being really questioned here about this? It happened on their watch. He says the fraud was so obvious, Bill, that a six-year-old could have just figured it out. The governor and the Attorney General have said they did a lot to fight fraud, did they?
Mr. Ellison, your department that your agency represents have some culpability. And that's where, as much as I like Mr. Walz, he didn't take responsibility on behalf of his agency. The buck stops with him. And in the worst case scenario, he ought to have fired the commissioner. You ought to have fired the director of the food program. Somebody.
President Trump says Governor Walz was caught red-handed for his role in this Somali scam in Minnesota. Walz is not running for re-election and says he will take accountability, but the White House says don't think that's going to stop this investigation.
Yeah, folks, remember, there's a long history of Donald Trump just calling people names and his worshipers. They stand back and they love the fact that he's just an inquiring minds need to know sort of a reporter. He does nothing about it. It's not going to be Donald Trump that does anything about what's going on here. It's going to be the people of the state of Minnesota. And again, I want to leave this on a positive. Look what's happening in Minnesota. Look what's happening in the United States of America when we come together and say no more. Look what happens when we stand with our said representatives who continuously on this show tell the people to get involved with what's going on. I was speaking to an individual yesterday, and he was talking about the reason he's not a part of politics. And I just stopped him mid-sentence, and I asked him the question. I said, do you live politics? And he said, yes. I said, well, then that's why you have to be a part of politics. Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. The Lord established the institution of government, 1820, 1821, and 1825 of Exodus, friends. So therefore, if he bestowed this institution of government upon us, what it is we don't need more men. We just need good men in office to continuously do the things that they're doing. But the point being made, what happens when we stand with them? We can bring justice upon the heads of those that are guilty of the crimes of committing fraud against us or any other crime. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.